Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Are regularly seeing restaurants and food businesses shutting down, and you might feel bad for the owner, the staff and the customers. But the Restaurants Association of Ireland has a new report out this morning which finds that the average closure of a restaurant leads to losses of up to 1.3 million euro to the state and also results in the loss of 22 direct jobs. The report is called Closures and it was carried out by leading economist Jim Power. 212 restaurants, cafes and other food businesses have shut their doors for good so far this year, and we're only in the middle of April. Gina Murphy, Hugo's restaurant owner, joins us now. Morning to you, Gina. Just those figures I mentioned there, were you surprised hearing those?
No, I'm not. And they're just heartbreaking.
212 restaurants, cafes and food businesses. Now, I suppose a lot of people would feel bad for the owner and the staff. They may not think of the impact it has on the state, though, and on the state purses.
Well, I mean, obviously, if we're not generating income, if a restaurant isn't generating income, it's not paying taxes, it's not paying, its staff contributions, its PRSI, it's not paying any tax on profits, or it's not paying its VAT. So, yeah, it's a big hole in the state's purse by us not contributing to it. And on top of that, the state then has to look after those people who've been made unemployed. And help protect the businesses. So it's a double whammy for the state when a small business goes out of business.
If the average closure of a restaurant leads to losses of 1.3 million euro to the state, that means that already this year the state is down nearly 300 million euro. Could you tell us your own experience and how you're finding operating in the sector at the moment?
Okay, well, I suppose, first of all, Shane, I think everybody knows we've just come through the most horrendous period of trading ever. And those of us that managed to survive through COVID, are really still not on our proper footing. And we're still nowhere near anywhere we were before COVID. So, I mean, we're still climbing up a hill and it feels like the supports are coming out from underneath us still. It's really rocky. Most of us are not back trading 7 days because people are working from home and we're adjusting to that. That's fine. But it's the cost of everything that has really impacted us. For example, our utility bills, especially since the war in Ukraine, our utility bills have skyrocketed. And to give an example, my utility bills used to be about 4,000 every 2 months. Last year, my average utility bill was over 14,000. Okay, so that's just one cost extra that we're bearing. We've lots of other costs that people wouldn't see and wouldn't think about, I suppose. For example, again, pre-COVID, so many people paid using cash. Now everybody taps, but we have to pay for every tap that we receive. So although it's income related, the charges have again skyrocketed for us. And to give you another example, and this is just myself, and I've no problem talking about my own business, by the way, because I'm very much of the opinion that for people who need to make decisions, they need to be informed, and I'm quite happy to share this information with them. So my average my average credit card bill used to be about €1,000 a month. It's now averaging about €3,000 a month. And that's just to accept the money that I'm due for the products and services that I'm providing.
Right. Okay. What's the what's the insurance situation like?
Well, I just got my insurance renewal the other day. I'm 16 and a half years in business. I've never had a claim. My premium has gone up by over 40%.
Right, okay. So what people can't understand is that, like, you're in business nearly 17 years. You've survived a recession, a pretty bad recession, a pandemic globally. You've wars around the world. And only now it's colleagues like your own who are saying, we can't survive. We have to shut down. What does it take that a business owner comes to the point where they go, despite all of that, and I managed to survive, now is the point where I have to shut down?
Well, when you become non-viable, and that's the thing, the margins in restaurants are so small. The average restaurant would work off maybe a 4 to 7% margin. But now with everything that's been, all the bites out of the cherry, with the rising costs of doing business, Most are operating on 1-2%. I mean, that's, you know, in any business, that's not a good return, and it's not a good pitch to be aiming for, you know. So, I mean, really, it's passion and love of the business that keeps people there. But it's, and you know, the fact that we work with wonderful people and our suppliers are fabulous, and you know, most of us use Irish produce, and I think that's really lost in the mix. So, I mean, if the restaurant goes out of business, it affects the people who grow for us. So for me, like the gentleman who rears the chickens that I have on my menu delivers the chickens. The guys who grow the herbs for my dishes deliver the herbs. So if a restaurant goes out of business, those guys are directly impacted. And that spreads down into every family and every community right. around the country.
If we had a 9% VAT rate, would that change the market?
Yes, absolutely. So what people need to remember is the VAT rate is a tax on the consumer, not on the business. However, it directly affects our pricing. And by affecting our pricing, I mean, we have to be very conscious of the fact that we are in a price competitive market because, you know, there's only so much you pay for chicken, but there's only so much I can charge for chicken, if that makes sense to you. So there's a time when you actually the tipping point happens. And unfortunately, the VAT has been the tipping point in the restaurant business. And it's where that slight margin was in any kind of profitability. When we had to put up our prices, our sales go down.
Okay.
That's just natural economics.
Can I ask a question about your own business, if you don't mind? I'm sure you publish this. How much do you charge for a steak, as an example?
Depending on the cut of meat, the steak that we have on at the moment, off my head, about 40, 42 euros.
Yeah, 40, 42. Okay. For businesses yeah. like your own, if we had a reduced VAT rate, would us as diners see a reduction in the price of, for example, a nice steak?
Oh, yeah, that should be immediate. I mean, that should come off across the board. It goes on because we have to hand over that money to the government. So, I mean, definitely for me, I mean, my prices absolutely went up by the difference in the VAT when the VAT rate changed in September last year. We had to. The only thing we couldn't put up were prices that we had already fixed. So last year, for example, we fixed our Christmas menu prices way back in June, and we had to take the hit on that because we couldn't then put up prices. We were able to adjust some of them that we hadn't pre-tied down into contracts. So it is quite immediate, the effect of it. And what it does is it takes, it takes the good out of things when you're like, who wants to be in business if you're not viable?
Right.
And that's why people have to close. And unfortunately, the collateral damage are people.
So 212 restaurants have closed so far this year. It's only the 16th of April. From the people you talk to, they won't be the last.
No, sadly it won't. I mean, there's a lot of people that still have their warehouse debt to deal with. So, I mean, if they're not able to pay their warehouse debt, you know, the new VAT rate is really, it's going nowhere with them either, you know. So, look, I mean, nobody goes into business to go out of business, Shane. So everybody needs to understand that we're all working very, very hard to stay viable. But the government needs to get behind us on this. And they do need to realise that it's not just not giving into the VAT rate going down to 9%. It's actually supporting local communities, local growers, local businesses, small businesses. And restaurants are integral to each community. It's where we have weddings, funerals, birthdays, anniversaries, all those celebrations, whether, you know, regardless of the occasion, are held in restaurants. If you take those away from normal society and communities, you take away a fundamental part of that community.
Gina Murphy, Hugo's restaurant owner, Hugo's in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.